Can we pray? Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to bless you for today. We just want to magnify you, Lord, because there is none like you. There is none that can be compared unto you, Lord. I pray even as we hear from you, Lord, may you speak to us, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Great. So today I have the privilege of starting our new series called Set Apart. And this series is actually our theme for the whole year. And one of the things that when we were looking at it, even when I was preparing, just praying about it, is every time you find God was asking guys to set themselves apart, it meant God was about to come and join them and do something. Amen? It was where God wanted us to separate ourselves and actually align ourselves with him so that God can actually show himself strong. Amen? So when we look at this, and the whole, we have six-part series. So I am starting it, and you will see as we continue, we will be looking at what exactly does it mean to be set apart. Amen? Because there is something that you have to understand when God calls about setting apart. This is what set apart means. To separate something and to keep it for a special purpose. Making someone seem is distinctive or superior. Amen? Are we together? So you see that when we talk about setting apart, it means it's removing something from ordinary place or commonplace to a special place. Amen? So when we look at this year, it's actually God calling us to a higher standard where we are not just common. Am I making sense? Where we are not common. Because the thing that you have to understand, we are not ordinary people. Amen? You are not like everybody else. Why? Because of who you belong to and the price that he paid for you. Amen? One of the things that I love a lot, I always tell you people, I was telling guys, when the queen died, my heart broke. I loved that woman. I loved that woman with all of my heart. Let me confess right now. She was my grandmother number two. And the thing that I loved is the way I used to see them, the way they lived. You will find the way they acted, the way they behaved, it wasn't common like the other commoners. All of the other people were called commoners, but for them they were called royal. Amen? And there's such a big difference between them. You will find even the way they carried themselves, even sitting, I was shocked to find that they were given, it's called etiquette, is it? That's the word. How they sit. They don't sit like us. You know how we drop in the chair? You just go. And when you are tired, you just sit. The royals don't do that. They sit in a certain way because they're trying to show you we are of a different class. Amen? Now, guess what? Who do you belong to? You belong to the King of Kings. And he says you are a royal priesthood. So it means the way we carry ourselves should be actually distinct from the people of the world. That we need to be different. We can't be able, and this is the place where people don't understand, you can't be able to behave like the children of the world. It's impossible for us if you're in the kingdom. Amen? The way we talk has to change. The way we reason and look at stuff has to change because we are of the royal family. I want to read a scripture. This is a scripture that I read one, and it really challenged me when I got saved. And I want you to listen to this because there's something that I found out that actually you find a lot of us, the enemy has come and has conformed us to think like the children of the world. The way we talk, yes, we love Jesus. Yes, we are saved, but the way we reason is not according to the scripture. Amen? And that's why you find these days people actually, when they talk about us, we are just commoners like them. When we talk about our God, it doesn't mean anything. But there's a time when people talked about God, it actually made people get scared and go like, wow. Actually, when you read that church history, you find the children in Roman times, they were actually fearful of Christians because they said their God is different. If you go to the Egyptian, you find guys who are fearful. They said their God is alive because of the way God showed himself strong on their behalf. Amen? So we are going to be focusing on being set apart. I'm starting the first series. I'm trying to lay the foundation. And we will go through this whole series where we will find out what does it mean to be set apart. And one of the things that you have to understand where I'll be talking about is you cannot understand about being set apart if you don't understand why you're being set apart and for who. Amen? And then when we get to know why have I been set apart and for who, then we will understand what we need to change. Amen? Let me read 2 Timothy 2. And I want you guys to listen to this. This is an Amplify. I use the Amplify translation. It says, now in a large house, this is Paul was speaking to Timothy, and he was writing to Timothy, and he says, now in a house, there are not only vessels and objects of gold and silver, but also vessels and objects of wood and earthenware. And some are honorable, noble, good, used, and some are dishonorable, ignoble and common. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things which are dishonorable, disobedient, sinful, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified, set apart for a special purpose, useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Run away from youthful lust. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those believers who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Amen? And this is one scripture when I read, it actually challenged me that actually, you can actually change yourself from being a common to be an honorable vessel. I want to show you a picture. And if you guys, you can't see those words. But anyhow, just walk by faith. I don't know how many of you, when you grew up, you had a wall unit. How many of you guys grew up with this? Amen. When I was preparing this, I remembered we had a wall unit at home. And I don't know if you guys were like me. There were certain cutlery were put inside there. Nobody in the house could use those things. And if you broke it, you were in trouble. This place was the place where my mom put the most precious utensils that when a special visitor came, it was removed. Amen? And this thing, we used to look at it, it was a no-go zone area. We actually avoided that place. Amen? But the thing is, this place, all the utensils that were in this place, we never used them because we were commoners. It was only prepared for a special guest. Amen? That makes sense. So what the scripture we have just read now, this thing was made, the thing that were put here were always for a special guest. So I want to show you how being set apart, everything in this place was set apart. My mom bought them, looked at them, they were very expensive, and she made sure nobody will go there. We were not even allowed to wash them. We were not allowed because if any one of those broke, my mom believed in that, don't use the road properly. And the thing that you find with this thing, when I was preparing this sermon, the Lord showed me and he said, if my children don't understand that they are special and I've set them apart, and not only set them apart, but I've set them apart because of me. The guest that will use this thing is Jesus. You will not be able to walk in the fullness of this year. Amen? And we see here Paul talking to Timothy, and he says, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, which are dishonorable, disobedient, sinful, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified, set apart for a special purpose, useful to the master. And I want to share this thing is, you will know how precious you are by the one who is being served, who is the guest. And for us, when we talk about being set apart, we are talking about being set apart for him to be used, you to be used for him. I make sense? Does it make sense? So this thing, when I was looking at it and I went like, Lord, my desire is that I will be the one that is put inside a wall unit like this one in your kingdom. I will not be the one put in this, in the cupboards next to the sink. Amen? I don't want to be there. And the thing that challenged me is you find here Paul saying something that is powerful. He doesn't say God will do it for you. He says whoever desires and they cleanse themselves. It means there is something that you need to do in you that will actually prepare you to be a vessel of honor, to be able to be set apart, to be able to be separated from everything else. And then you will be a vessel that God can use. Amen. How many of you have gotten challenged when you see other people when they use the name of Jesus? We have just sung a song, a powerful song, that at the name of Jesus, things are broken. Everything bows down to that name. How many of you guys have ever got challenged like me? That when I say that name, the same thing still looks at me. It doesn't break. Yet the scripture has said, at the name of Jesus, everything has to bow down. There's a time when I got saved, the Lord was teaching me about speaking. And he said, son, be careful of how you use your mouth. If your mouth speaks like the common people, like cursing and all of other God and godly things, and then you still want to come and speak the name of Jesus from your mouth, it will not work. Because the vessel is not pure. And I realized that God was saying that I need to take captive and change my way of talking. Amen? And I saw, the more I set myself apart, I started cutting things that were not godly. When I read the scripture, I see this God is saying, this is not something that should be in your life. I cut it out. Guess what? I went to places, and when I said, in the name of Jesus, something happened. Amen? And I realize we tend to put things on God. But we don't realize at the cross, Jesus said something that is very powerful. You remember the last word he said at the cross? What did he say? Aha. When somebody says it's finished, what does it mean? He has done his part. Amen? And the thing that we don't realize, we always say, you are going like, oh God, you need to do this. God is saying, you need to do it. I have done my part. I paid the price for you. And that's why Paul was saying here, if you desire to be a vessel of honor, stay away from these things. And I tell you guys, I cut so many things. I started going, this is the temple of God. What I watch matters. What I listen to matters. I started cutting. I started treating myself as a holy vessel. And I saw things changing. I saw God becoming alive. I saw God revealing himself. And God said, if you honor your body as a holy vessel for me, I will show myself strong. Amen? Do you want to see God? Do you want to see God powerfully? Pastor Drika said something when we were in Northside, and it has always remained me. He says, Christians don't say lies. They sing lies. We have sung very powerful songs. Guys, I was here praying and I heard those songs. And I went like, God, I believe it with all of my heart. You can do everything. But God, why am I not seeing it? Why am I not seeing this thing in my life? And he told me, what is your theme for this year? He says, the only time people will see me is when they set themselves apart. And it means separating yourself from anything that is unholy, anything that is impure, anything that God has said it's impure. You separate yourself, you set yourself apart, and you say, God, I am going to live a holy life. And then when you speak the name of Jesus, it will happen. When you open the scripture and you say, there are so many promises here that God has said. My question is, why are we not seeing it? And this is not just for you. I'm also preaching to myself. Why are we not seeing this? This is the most powerful book in the world. And we all have it. We all read it every day. How many of us do devotion? My question is, why are we not seeing it? And the Lord was telling me, tell my children, if you don't set yourself apart, you will not encounter me. You will not encounter me. The Bible says, no one shall see God and live. Guess what? And I came with this phrase, only dead people see God. Dead to what? To the flesh. Only dead people see God. So when we are talking about setting ourselves apart, it's not about looking for other places. It's for you to decide what is God showing you in your life that you need to cut off. Some of us may be our friends. We have our very ungodly people that talk to us. Some of us may be what we listen to. Some of us, it may be what we watch. And God is saying it's time for us, because it is, if you look at the world right now, I've been watching the news and I can see Matthew where Jesus was saying, when you see this, when you see earthquakes, when you see rumors of wars, when you see all of this, it is the beginning of the childbirth pain. Meaning, I'm about to come. And God is saying he's about to come, but he needs to show himself strong. My question is, are we going to set ourselves apart for him? And I'm not talking about us trying to show off. That one does never works with God. Living it personally. Amen? Watching, listening to him and say, God, should I watch these things? There are certain things that I open when I'm watching and I hear I don't want to watch that. Do you know why? Because I'm his temple. There are times even the radio itself, I switch it off. Because of what? The songs. Every time is always shake it. Every time is remove it. And I'm going like, why are you removing the clothes? Are you going to the bathroom? No, it's just remove it. Why? Shake it. Shake it what? But you find we entertain all of these things, and yet we are called to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. Then how can the Holy God live in a holy house? And I want to submit to you, the reason why we are not seeing God move as the way he's supposed to move, it's because we have not set ourselves apart. Amen? Am I making sense? Why are we talking about setting apart? The standard of how we set ourselves apart is not about me preaching it. It's about the one who will use us. And I just want to touch two things when we talk about God being holy. Amen? I want to just use two things. And one of the things that, before I just go to those two points, is, guys, when we talk about setting apart, being holy, it's what Jesus did for us on the cross. Amen? There is nothing we can do. We start from there, what he has done for us. Amen? And then now we start reading the word. Amen? Oh, guys, when I gave my life to Jesus, I really wanted to change. And I locked myself in the room. I used to read the word. I stopped watching TV for 6 years. I never watched TV because my mind was so corrupt. My mind was so corrupt. I didn't even listen to songs. And I read the word. I read the word, and I will be in my room praying and saying, God, I want to be more like you. Wash me by your word, Lord. Change me, Lord. Change my thoughts. Change the way I live. Lord, I want to be a vessel of honor. I want to be a vessel that you use, Lord. Lord, I pray that may I not be the one that leaks the anointing in my life. Lord, I pray. And guys, something happened in my life. And I've shared with you, I remember I went to my friends. They actually told me I should not go to them anymore. My best friends. And they said, when you get there, the atmosphere changes. And they don't know if they should continue smoking, they should continue listening to music, because when I get there, and this is my best friend, he said, when you get here, there's something that comes in this place. And I had in my heart, I had in my spirit been told, it is me. When I get into a place, whatever is not of me, it has to bow down. Amen? And I realized what God was telling me is, if you set yourself apart, I'm not saying please, don't go and say, Muruti says, don't watch TV. That was me. Amen? This is what he challenged me with. I don't know what God is speaking to you, but we can't be able to be living like the ordinary people of the world and we expect to see God move in our life. Amen? So as we talk about setting you apart, and this one will apply even in business. This one is not just spiritual things when we talk about here, even at your workplace. If you set yourself apart and you live the way God wants you to live, you will see the God that we serve. Amen? He will come on your behalf and do things that even ordinary people will say, it is impossible. Amen? Amen? You guys are not excited. You sound like I'm talking about fasting. Amen? Peter says this, 1 Peter, he says, so prepare your mind for action. Be completely sober in spirit, steadfast, self-disciplined, spiritually, and moral alert. Fixing your hope completely on the grace of God that is coming to you when Jesus is revealed. Live as obedient children of God. Do not, listen to this, do not be conformed to the evil desires which governed you in your ignorance before you knew the requirements and the transforming power of the good news regarding salvation. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourself in all your conduct. Be set apart from the world by your godly character and moral courage. Amen? That is 1 Peter 1, 13, 15. It says, be holy, being set apart. Guys, this year is time for us to actually come and say we want to live holy. We want to be set apart. Amen? And I want to share right now, if you are here and you're single, amen? Don't be moved. Don't look at the time and say, I cannot call. All my friends have gone. Wait on God. Do not, and I repeat this, do not compromise waiting on him. You will pay the price. You will pay the price. Amen? Do not, and I repeat, and this one I'm speaking as your leader. And I'm saying, do not compromise. Do not. I've had people in the church telling me, you know what, Muruti, there are no men in church. I'm going outside. I will bring them and lead them to the Lord. Do not try that. Amen? I am a testimony. I was in Kenya. My wife is in Botswana. Guess what? At the right time, God made it sure that I will come this way. And we didn't even know each other. At the right time. So trust me, when God says it is your time, he is never late and is never too early. At the right time, you will enjoy the fruits of God. Amen? And even for the other people who are working, guys, do not compromise because you want a promotion. Stay faithful to God. Let God do it for you. Because if any man promotes you, he can take it away from you. But when God promotes you, nobody can take it from you. Amen? I am a firm believer. Nobody can ever say no to me when God has said it's my time. Amen. The only time I'll hear no is when I went before him. Am I making sense? So this is our ear to set ourselves apart for him. It's time for us to make it a personal decision. Not anything else, a personal decision. When you are at home, you need to be the same person when you are in your home alone and when you are in public. I told you, I'm never moved on church on Sunday. Hollywood has no actors. Come to church. We know how to sit holy. We know even how to smile holy. Stay the same. Be the same even when you live here. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Be the same. Amen? Can people testify of you, of who you live for, without you saying you are a Christian? So, why are we setting ourselves apart? It's because of this guest who is going to use us, and that is God. The Bible says God is holy. Amen? And I love the way it says. It says the biblical meaning of holy in the Bible is to cut away or to separate. Listen to what I wrote. I got this from a book and I like it. It says, he is not like anything or anyone can come up with. He is above. He is beyond us. He is so different, so rare that no one in the Bible, regardless of how devoted or learned, failed to crumble in fear and humility and repentance when they caught the glimpse of his holiness. Amen? Do you know who you serve? He is so holy that when we look at scripture, anybody who encountered God broke down. Nobody could be able to stand and listen. Isaiah, imagine a prophet. For 6 chapters, he was a prophet. But when he encountered him, he said, woe is me. Because he has seen the Holy One. How many of us have that fear in our heart that you're going to be used by the Holy One of Israel? Amen. God is so holy. Sin cannot even be found in him. It's not a character. It's who he is. He is holy. Meaning you are holy as you have been called by him. How we talk, how we carry ourselves. Amen. Does it make sense? Is it coming? And I like Isaiah 40 when he was talking about who God was describing. He says, to whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look at the heavens. Who created all this? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each one of them by name. Because of his great power and might, strength, no one of them is missing. That is our God. Amen. Amen? So, there is one scripture that I always, and I think so you guys have read. Let me not go to the Old Testament. John 18. How many of you ever read that scripture and it confuses you? When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the people came to arrest him. Have you ever read that place where they said, we are looking for Jesus of Nazareth? And he used a title to represent himself. Have you ever read that? He says, I am. And the Bible says they draw back, and they knelt. You know why? He represented himself as, and nobody can be able to stand in front of. Everybody has to. That's the Father. That's the God that lives inside of you. Amen? So when we talk about setting ourselves apart, we are not setting ourselves according to any other standard, but according to the standard of him. What is he talking about being holy? Amen. He's saying he is holy. Are we together? Hebrews 12:28, it says, therefore, since we received the kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude and offer to God pleasing service, acceptable worship with reverence and awesome and awe. For our God is indeed a consuming fire. We sing those songs. He's a consuming fire. Do we believe that? I'm praying that even as I talk this thing, it will ignite a desire in your heart. You go like, God, I want to be the one that represents you. I want to be a vessel that will be honored. I want to be a vessel that can bring your presence to places. This is the time for us this year, in your office, in your classrooms, in your homes, in your neighborhood, has to change because you are there. Amen? Has to change. Has to change. Amen? I make sense? Are we together? So I want to just finish with this as I conclude. We have talked about this year is called setting ourselves apart. Tomorrow we are starting our fast. I pray it will not just be the 5 days. It will be the whole year. There's one statement I always make. I say, it will all depend on you, how you will be at the end of December. It will all be upon you. Amen? There are people who will change, and there are people who will remain the same. Amen? But it's up to you. Challenge yourself. Let us not do our walk with God like the resolution we do about gym. Right now, the gym is full. March, April, they have stopped training. Amen? Let us be people who will be consistent. And I'll challenge you. Guys, don't walk alone. Look for people that you can walk with. And don't look for people who will just come and pat your back. I have my prayer partners. I choose my partners, prayer partners, very seriously. I want guys who will challenge me. I don't want a guy who is having problems like me. He has to pull me to a higher place. Look for people who will walk with you, who will challenge you to walk according to God's way. And don't fall into this fight, this deceiveness of the enemy. No, I'm by myself, I can do it. That's a lie. You cannot. I've walked this walk for over 25 years. You can never do it by yourself. I'm a firm believer. I have never, for the 25 years I've been saved, I've never been alone. I always have a group of guys around me that keeps me running, that keeps me challenging me, walking with me. Find people, find men, find women who will challenge you to grow.